countdown is on to kick off, and no one wants to miss the moment.
I'm very happy. Ghana is among seven African teams playing in Qatar 2022. I'm a big-time football fan, and I will not miss any of the matches. That is why I have brought my TV to be repaired, so I can comfortably watch all the matches. I'm confident the Black Stars will bring the cup home. If they don't play a good game, surely they will be part of the finals.
There is a definite trend here. Repair shops are seeing an increase in old television sets being brought in. It's no coincidence.
With the football time coming, few people are bringing in their TVs for repairs. Since they cannot go for the new ones, they are bringing their televisions and be fixing for them.
Ghanaians hope the national team, the Black Stars, will make it to the semis this time around. A very ambitious dream, as no other African country has ever reached that stage. But whether or not they get there, the Football World Cup will be a welcome distraction for both government and citizens from the painful economic crisis they are going through at the moment.
Alassan is a self-described football fanatic. He scouts for talent on the pitch, and off the pitch he too is leaving nothing to chance.
I'm not missing any match at all. I'm well prepared. My DSTV subscription has been paid. You know, I have a few friends come in. We have some drinks in the fridge. It's going to be really great. Then again, the power supply in Ghana is like the British weather. You can't trust it. So I have my generator serviced, ready for action. The moment the power goes off, generator kicks in.
Look.
The excitement is palpable. Alassan says the football month will be good for everyone.
So it's going to bring a lot to a lot of people in the world. Not only in Ghana, the whole world is going to be calm at least for one month. And then after the football, then we see what next.
For now, what's next is making sure all these work before the first kick on November 20th. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra.